لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. قال الله عز وجل: إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. وقال عز وجل عن سيدنا إبراهيم عليه السلام: إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect, compassionate and pure teachings of the Deen of Islam, the only Deen of Islam, the only deen acceptable to Allah Ta'ala as a means of attaining eternal salvation in the hereafter from the fire of Jahannam, after the coming of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is to enter the fold of Islam and to believe in the finality of the Nubuwwah of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now the days and the season wherein Khalilullah, the bosom friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, is remembered very, very fondly because of the many actions in our Shariat that find the origins in the actions and sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. The water of Zamzam that gushed forth on the immense sacrifice of leaving behind his newborn little child Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, his beloved second wife Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha, a mother running frantically between the mounts of Safa and Marwa when nobody else was present. The passion and sincerity of that sacrifice for Allah's sake is so special that though there was nobody else to witness it there, Hajj and Umrah is incomplete without Safa and Marwa. Similarly, the Qurbani, many other aspects of our Hajj. So what ikhlas, sincerity Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had in his dedication to Allahu Azza wa Jal. He was a cornerstone of Tawheed, which is one of the fundamentals of our deen, to believe that Allah Ta'ala alone is one. He has no partner whatsoever in His being, in His attributes, in His decisions and matters. Nobody can compel or force Allah in the execution of all of His decisions. There is nobody can stop, who can stop Allahu Azza wa Jal in the implementing of His decisions and matters and affairs that are filled with immense wisdom. And everything falls within the ambit of Allah Ta'ala's knowledge and power. Nothing is out of that whatsoever. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had been steadfast on Tawheed in his original homeland, in the village of Ur, in the area of Babul Babylon, in ancient Iraq, when the whole nation, besides Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Sarah, whom he later on married, and his nephew, brother's son, Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, three monotheists, three believers in the oneness of Allah in an entire nation, who were deeply stooped and entrenched in idol worshipping. His very own father, Azar, was an idol manufacturer. The tyrannical, oppressive king, Namrud, in his time, had also claimed divinity for himself. Allah Ta'ala talks about how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had engaged this tyrant of a king when he once said to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam that, "Tell me, who is this Allah that you worship? Is there a divine besides me?" Ibrahim alayhi salam says, "Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet." My Allah, my Lord, is the one who gives life and who gives death. The king said arrogantly, "I also give life and death." And he called two prisoners who were on death row. To one of them he said, "I set you free." So he says, "See, I also give life." And he said, have the other hanged and executed. He says, see, I give death. He was blinded that Allah Ta'ala alone is the one who is in control of the life and death of every person. Allah Ta'ala inspired Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He says that, fine, my Allah brings the sun out from the east every morning. If you have any power of divinity, cause the sun to rise from the west. And he was stupefied into absolute silence. Allah does not guide the matters and affairs of the disbelievers. Similarly, when he then migrated to the area of Hurran, where people would worship together with idol worshipping the sun, the moon, the stars, Ibrahim alayhi salam engages them. That's fine, hypothetically, as you say, if we say the star or the moon or the sun is the divine, then why do they go into disappearance? Whereas the being who is in control of all matters and affairs is always ever existent. They had no response to him. It was then that this very famous ayah, as Allah mentioned in the Quran Sharif, that we read in the beginning of Nafal Salahs, before the slaughtering of the Qurbani animal, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifa. I place my total focus and attention only to that one great Allahu Azza wa Jal, who has created the skies and the earth from absolute nothing, given them existence from nothing. And I remain steadfast on this deen, forsaking all other ways, creeds and mannerisms. And I'm definitely not of those who ascribe partners to Allah Ta'ala. So once again, he stood firm on Tawheed, on the worship of only the one Allahu Azza wa Jal. And therefore we find that Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, such a special surah of the Qur'an Sharif, that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one occasion said to Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, congregate in the masjid, I'm soon going to recite to you one third of the Qur'an Sharif. They waited anxiously, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the effect of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's tilawah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi came into the masjid and merely recited Suratul Ikhlas and went in to one of the homes of the Azwaj Mutahharat. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said that maybe for some important matter, maybe Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is receiving wahi and revelation and therefore had to leave us. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came upon them and said that, I said to you, I will read to you one third of the Quran, and here I have recited to you Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, equates to one third of the Quran Sharif. And this surah is all about Tawheed, the revelation, the cause of revelation, why, under what circumstances was the surah revealed. Allahu Azza wa Jal is one and all alone in his being, attributes and qualities. The mushrikeen of Makkah, in their limited understanding of idol worshipping, said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this one Allah that you invite to his worship alone, tell us about him. What is he made of? Is it gold, silver, emerald, or some other precious stones? The Yahud similarly posed a similar question, that tell us about the ancestry, the lineage of this Allah. And Allah Ta'ala, in response to that, revealed this great surah that say to them, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Huwallah, this is Allah, the meaning of Allah, that being whose existence is an absolute necessity, who is perfect in all his attributes and qualities, free of any deficiencies, who alone is the nourisher and sustainer, that Allah is Ahad, he is one, he is all alone. This one word Ahad, it negates plurality, that there is no other beside him. It negates a composition, that Allah Ta'ala is not made up of different things put together as they understood it. And Allah Ta'ala is free of any kind of similarity or resemblance from any one of his creation. Allahu Samad. Allah Ta'ala is that great being who is totally independent of his creation, and creation are totally dependent on him for their every need. Subhanallah, this one word Samad, it means that Allah Ta'ala is not in need of anything from any of his creation at any given time, while the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala, for their every single need and necessity, even one blink of an eye, are totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala's will to do so. So Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Allah Ta'ala has not begotten any children, Allah has no children. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is not the son of Allah. Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam, as the Yahud say, is not the son of Allah. Some Arabs would worship the angels as the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is free of having anything like or similar to his great being. Walam yulad, Allah himself was not born to anybody. Allah does not have parents or ancestry or lineage, because there is no being like Allah Azza wa Jal. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, and there is none who is similar or resembles Allah Ta'ala in any way whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala is unique. He is not to be comprehended in human-like terms, na'udhu billah. So as we can see, the surah is full of the oneness, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore there is such immense reward as mentioned. It equates to 1/3 of the Quran Sharif. A group of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in had gone out on an expedition in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The Amir, they noticed strangely that in every rakat after Suratul Ikhlas and another surah, whatever bit of Quran, before going into ruku, would read this surah every time. His companions spoke to him about it. When they came back, they complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him and asked him that why is it that you do this? He says the surah is about Allah and his attributes, and therefore I love it. Subhanallah, in a similar incident, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave two glad tidings that your love for the surah, حُبُّكَ إِيَّاهَا أَدْخَلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ, has guaranteed your entry into Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says that because of your love for Allah and his attributes contained in the surah, the great glad tidings, that glad tidings, Allah loves you because of it. So sincerity, ikhlas, and yaqeen in these words brings the love of Allah Ta'ala. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by a person who was reading the surah continuously, finishing it, reading it again, finishing it, reading it again. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walking past the sahabi, remarked, wajabat, it has become incumbent for this person. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu asked that what has become incumbent. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jannah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu thought to himself that let me go back and give this person the glad tidings that he's a guaranteed Jannati. When he said in his heart that doing so will deprive me of having lunch with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So immediately after the meal he returned, but found that this sahabi radiallahu anhu had already gone away. Whoever reads Suratul Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, thrice every morning, thrice every evening, then nothing will cause any harm to a person. We read it thrice after Fajr, after Maghrib, each of these surahs, the other salahs once, a great form of protection. It is sunnah to recite the surah وَقُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first rakat, in surah قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ in second rakat, in the sunnahs of Fajr, as well as of Maghrib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned that whomsoever reads the surah, Suratul Ikhlas, 10 times, Allah Ta'ala has a beautiful palace made for that person in Jannah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and says, in that case, we can have so many palaces because reading it 10 times does not take a lot of time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah, that you are speaking about Allahu Azza wa Jal, in whose treasures there are no limits, recite abundantly and happily have the glad tidings of as many palaces in Jannah. So Tawheed, the oneness, similarly, the words of Tawheed, what we understand as the fourth kalima, as we see written here, La ilaha illallah wahda, to recite it once after every salah, after Fajr and after Maghrib, to recite it 10 times, immense great virtues. 10 rewards are written, 10 sins are remitted from the account, 10 good deeds. Shaitan distances himself and that person is protected from shaitan. So we try and read these words abundantly. The oneness, when Allah Ta'ala wills and decides on anything, then nothing can ever stop the will of Allah Ta'ala. It's worthy of mention, in the last few days, a great loss, a senior alim, Hazrat Mona Sheikh Mutiur Rasul Alawi from Nairobi in Kenya, we have been honored in this masjid, had him many times, he'd given a few bayans, would visit us regularly, had passed on in this week, just some lessons for us to practically apply into our lives. Great reverence, love and honor for his asatida and making the khidmah in his earlier years in Pakistan and then in Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Mona Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah, Hazrat Mona Abdul Ghafur Abbasi rahimahullah, and the du'as and the foresight of the pious takes a person very, very far. Had done amazing khidmat of deen, left Medina Munawwara to go to Kenya about 50, little more than 5 decades ago, in a remote region. At that time was very harsh terrain, people of different language and culture completely to himself and his family, jungles, wild animals in close range, to establish an orphanage when Muslim orphans in the thousands were about to be snapped up by missionaries working in that area intensely amongst Muslim children to snatch away iman. He made this great sacrifice of living there for many, many years with his family, establishing this Muslim orphanage. And the Salatul Janaza, the different categories of people from different walks of life, many of them, those who had come to his orphanage as a little orphan child, impoverished, have gone on to different fields. Ulama, muadhinin, teachers of Quran Sharif, many have the army, the police force, the intelligence units, few have gone on to become ambassadors in all different walks of life. Many, many people after his janazah coming, whom his family are not even acquainted with, said that Sheikh had done this and this favor to us, helped us in this difficulty. The important lesson is to lead our lives, that we leave behind a legacy, leave behind traces that impacts the life of people. And the service and khidmat of orphans is indeed a very, very great service. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, ana wa kafilul yatim kahataini fil jannah, I and the one who sees to the needs of an orphan child will be as close as these two fingers in Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam separated a little between the forefinger and middle finger. So we take lesson from these lives to be inspired in our own right, that what amal, what actions am I sending forth? وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, we have written for every person whatever they are sending forth to the Akhirah, and the traces that they leave behind on this earth, the impact that they leave behind, the continuous sadaqah jariyas that are left behind. The best of home is that home in which there is an orphan child who is treated with honor and dignity. And the worst of homes is that home that has the honor of an orphan child and ill-treats or mistreats the child, deprives the child of their rights. A sahabi complains to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of being hard-hearted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that rub your hands with affection over the head of an orphan child, spend on him, give him to eat. Allah Ta'ala will soften your heart and fulfill all your needs and necessities. So may Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with nur and elevate his status and grant, most importantly, qabuliyat to the great sacrifices that was done for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So Suratul Ikhlas, immense virtues, reverting to the most important quality in our deen, and that is Tawheed, the oneness, the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, on another instance, said to Allah Azza wa Jal, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta. O my Lord, O my Sustainer, show me how you will bring the dead back to life. One of the cornerstones is belief in life after death, Yawmul Qiyamah. Ibrahim alayhi salam was asked by Allah, do you not believe? He says, I believe absolutely, but just for more comfort of my heart. Allah Ta'ala said to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that take 4 different birds, slaughter them, cut them into pieces, mix the pieces together, and then take it into 4 different portions and place them on 4 different mountains. And before that, let them have affinity with you. Place them on 4 different mountains and then summons and call them. He noticed, lo and behold, Allahu Azza wa Jal brought them back to life. The pieces of each bird got together and they came speedily to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. So Allah Ta'ala alone is in control of all matters and affairs. To be firm with yaqeen, conviction in tawheed, we ask all our needs and necessities only of Allahu Azza wa Jal. We say in every rakat of every salah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah, it is you alone and only you and none but you do we worship. And from you alone and none besides you do we ask help and assistance in all our needs and necessities. Allahu Azza wa Jalla, give me all of us tawfiq, inshallah, to be steadfast on tawheed, to be given, we should all have this great worry and concern of death on the shahada of the kalima tayyiba. The alim we have referred to as Mullah Mutia Rasul Sahib had suffered recently a number of years with Parkinson's, was unable to speak, but subhanallah, in his dying moments, Allah Ta'ala enabled him to recite the kalima twice. We should have this great worry, concern of iman, and most importantly, death on iman. Allah Ta'ala enables us to recite this kalima of tawheed at the time of death. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Humble request, inshallah, once again, this is the house of Allah Ta'ala, the madrasa, all the good work, one great form of sadaqah jariyah, that we contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to the madrasa, so that all good work that emanates, inshallah Ta'ala, will have a full share and reward. And spare a thought in our du'as, especially for the oppressed Muslims in Gaza, facing severe famine, hunger, but again take courage from their himmah, their steadfastness. Allah Ta'ala has chosen them for the strength of iman, and that Allah Ta'ala through their means is afflicting heavy losses to the oppressive Zionist forces. May Allah Ta'ala help and assist them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, was salatu was salamu ala habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du fa ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqullaha azza wa jalla fi sirri wal alan, fa inna allaha yuhibbul muttaqeen, wa man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu min amrihi yusra, ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا أيها المسلمون إن أهم أمور ديننا الذي هي عليه أساس الدين هي التوحيد أنزل الله عز وجل سورة عظيمة في إثبات التوحيد قائلا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لذلك أخبرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنها تعدل ثلث القرآن وخليل الله سيدنا إبراهيم عليه السلام ثبت على التوحيد مهما كانت الأحوال قال سيدنا إبراهيم عليه السلام أمام الملك الظالم نمرود ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأت بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين نسأل الله عز وجل أن يثبتنا على الإيمان ويميتنا على الإيمان ويحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين خصوصا عن أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أزواجه المطهرات لا سيما عن خديجة الكبرى وعائشة الصديقة رضي الله عنهما وعن أولاد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبناته الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء وعن سيدنا الحسن والحسين وسيدنا حمزة والعباس وصفية وبقية أهل بيته وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها وخاصة في غزة وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم أرنا في أعداء الإسلام عجائب قدرتك اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we're in the saf, ensure that the heels are in a straight line. Stand as close as possible, leaving no gaps between our shoulders. One of the great means of unity as well as protection from shaitan is to stand as close as possible in salah. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta as-salam, ya salam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.